Thank you, Brother Ricky. So good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it? Appreciate the goodness of God. Amen. Glad to be here for this opportunity. I love God's Word. And I love God. Amen. The Bible said heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall not pass away. How many love God's Word tonight? Isn't the Lord good to us? Praise the Lord. I know we're living in turbulent times. Things are bad. A lot going on. Lots of happening, taking place. But I'm sure glad for the goodness and the mercy of God. And I believe we can make it in this hour. How many believes that? I believe we can make it. Oh, yes. I appreciate the Lord. Amen. You love Him tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the psalmist said, for the Lord is good and His mercies endure forever. Amen. His mercies are fresh every morning. Amen. When Brother Ricky asked us, I think it was last month, to preach, and I really began to pray and seek the Lord. And yesterday, I actually had two things come to my mind, but when Brother Ricky asked me, I had a message. And I don't just preach reruns, it's just to be preaching them. But I preached it, I think, only once at my church. And it just came to me. And I thought about just preaching it. And yesterday I just had it on my mind and heart to preach it. And this morning I got up and I began to read my Bible. And as soon as I read my Bible, I actually started in Leviticus. I'm not going to read from there tonight. I knew the Lord was changing my mind. Amen. I said, all right, I know where this is going. You know, I'm just not making excuses. I'm not a very educated man. I wish I had more education. I really do. And I'm just one of those preachers. I can't read something off of a billboard and preach it. Never could. And that's just me. And I've got to feel it burning on the inside. And but there has been times when I've walked in the pulpit, and I sure had to walk on faith. Amen. One of those was Sunday night at my church. But oh, thank God, before it was over with, the Holy Ghost showed up. And that's what I pray here tonight. I pray the Holy Ghost will show up. And the presence of God will be here. And the Lord will touch somebody's heart. There are several things that have been on my mind, but some things have really been stirring my heart. But tonight I'm gonna go the way I really feel from the Lord. Is that all right if I just obey the Lord? And I will tell you this. I preached this message long time ago out of this scripture here, long time ago. But it's totally probably gonna be different than what I have tonight. But years ago, several years back, the Lord gave this to me, and it was a reason for it. I was going through some things myself and some things I was facing. And so tonight I'd just like to just obey Him and see the Lord move. I want to say this. I don't care what the enemy says. God still answers prayer. Let's get it all settled right now. Are y'all hearing me? Can I take my time a little while tonight? You may tonight, I don't know, see me preach a little different than usual, but my heart is heavy. My heart is just heavy. And I want to reach to see what God will do for us. Amen. How many believes the Lord can do that tonight? Amen. How many would like for the Lord to do something for you in this service tonight? If you have your Bibles, go with us to the book of Job, chapter 39.
Job, chapter 39, if you have your Bibles, and I pray you do tonight. Thank you, Brother Richard. Praise the Lord.
Now, I heard a preacher one time say that, he said, I may not be preaching to the multitude. He said, but I am preaching to somebody tonight. So tonight, I'm preaching to somebody. And if this don't fit you, just please get in here and help us anyway. Because I'd like to see the Lord touch somebody's heart. And the Lord work for somebody here tonight. But I do have something for somebody. Amen. I have something for somebody. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you this tonight. We serve a God that is real. He is on the throne. He knows where you're at. He knows where each and every one of us are at. I believe that with all of my heart. Amen. Job chapter 39, a very familiar scripture. And first of all, if you would have looked in the 38th chapter, it was when God spoke to Job out of the whirlwind. Amen. And then after Job's three friends had spoken, and then in the 38th chapter is when God began to speak. And in this chapter right here, we can look where even God made mention of the hawk. He made mention of the eagle. And when I was here some time ago, I preached a little bit about, I can't remember the message now, but I remember I preached a little bit about the birds, I guess. I can't remember. I remember somewhat of it. But there's one scripture here that I want you to look with me tonight in the 13th verse of the 39th chapter. And the Bible said, "And gavest thou the goodly wings unto the peacocks," or wings. Now here's where I'm going to get, here's where I'm going to preach tonight. Amen. From this one right here, "are the wings and feathers unto the ostrich." Y'all heard that tonight? Amen. Now listen to what God spoke to Job here. He said, "are wings," amen, "and feathers unto the ostrich." You may be seated tonight. Amen. I am going to preach tonight probably from a text I'm going to use that probably a lot of us have said here tonight. There's probably many of us that have made this statement or said this somewhere. I have. Don't fall out with me tonight because I have made this statement. But I have made it. I just don't understand. If you're so spiritual and you've never made that statement, may God bless you. And the Lord help you to continue on. That you will never make that statement. But there has been times in my life that I have made that statement that I just don't understand. Can somebody say amen in this house tonight? Will you help me a little while? Has that ever crossed your mind before to say, "I just don't understand"? Amen. You right where you're at right now, whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, the crisis, the dilemma. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The last 2 years, thank God, it's getting better. Amen. Somewhat. It's getting a little better, but I'm still in that same storm somewhat. But for the last 2 years or so, it seemed like it started back 2 years ago in February. Me and my wife went through a great storm, and it seems like it has lightened up some, but we're still somewhat in that storm. You would think after 2 years, it would be over with. You would think after a period of time it would end and that would be it. And it would all be said and done with. But we're still facing that storm. And there's been times that I've been in that battle and I've been in that storm. And there are times that in my mind, can I just tell something here real quick? I didn't plan on telling. One time, I may have told it here, I don't know, but I've told it before, maybe at my church. But one time, I remember when I went through this, and I've been through this storm for about several months. I'd catch myself walking through the house, and I'd be saying, "I don't know, I don't understand. I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do." I'd catch myself doing that, just walking through the house saying, "I just don't understand, I don't know what to do." I'd be sitting in my study, I'd be praying. And I'd be saying, "Lord, I just don't know what to do." And one day I got a phone call from a preacher out of town, out of state actually, in another state in Ohio. And he called me one day and he said, "Brother May, what are you doing?" And about a week or two before this, I'd read a scripture in the Bible. And really it didn't come alive to me. I just read it and it stuck into my mind a little bit. He said, what are you doing? I told him I was in my study. I was praying and seeking the Lord. And all of a sudden he said, I want to tell you something. I said, go right ahead. He said, get your Bible out. And I got my Bible out and he said, turn to this chapter. I turned to that chapter. And after a little while, he said, amen. He said, I want to tell you something. Quit going through the house. Said, I don't know what to do. Amen. You got to trust God. You got to believe God to bring you through. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Clear in the state of Ohio, God knew. Amen. To tell somebody to tell me. Amen. Hold on. You got to trust God. You got to believe the Lord. Can somebody in this house say amen tonight? Do you believe that tonight? You may not understand why you're facing what you're facing, but I'm going to tell you something tonight. Hold on. Amen. I like what Corey Ten Boone said. Amen. There are better days to be. Amen. I believe God can give us better days. I don't know if you're hearing me tonight. Can somebody in this house say amen, preacher man? Yes, sir. Understand, the Bible said here in the book of Job, it said Job was what? He was an upright man. The Bible said that one that feared God, he abstained from evil. He shunned it. He was blameless and he was upright. The Bible said he had 7 sons, 3 daughters. He possessed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very great body of servants. Amen. And then Job made a statement in the 3rd chapter. He said, the very thing that I troubled, amen, it came on me. Amen. Hallelujah. The very thing I feared, the very thing I fear came on me. Trouble. I'm here to tell you, none of us like trouble. None of us like trouble, but sometimes it just comes. Whether we like it or whether we don't, it comes. Can somebody say amen? I don't like trouble. I really don't like trials. And I really don't like tests. Help me, Holy Ghost, right here. But sometimes they just come. But I'm telling you tonight, all you gotta do is trust God. And hold on, telling you, I'm feeling better. Can somebody shout amen in this house tonight? Amen. Hold on a little longer. I'm going to tell you there's a better day that's going to come in a little while. If you'll hold on. Amen. Raise your hands and ask the Lord to help me. Will you do it right here? Will you ask the Holy Ghost? Yes, sir. Oh, yes. You hear me tonight. There are some things I don't understand either. I guess one of the saddest stories that I ever read, and every time I've read it, tears have come to my eyes. And that has been the story of Judson. He was a missionary to Burma. He had a great work there, established hundreds of churches. But he was falsely arrested and forced and put in prison. And while he was in prison, they said it was so hot and so full that he literally had to stand up in that prison. He had to stand up. And they thought that was too good for him. And finally, they would take him out. And they would take him and hang him by his thumbs. And the pain and all that went through his body. Amen. I thought how sad that is. Amen. That a man that suffered like he did. And a man that went through what he went through. And they tell me after they would let him down at night. And they would put him back in the cell. His wife, Annie, would come by. Sneak in there and say, Judson, hold on. God's going to give us the victory. Amen. Day after day, she would sneak in there. Judson, hold on. God's going to give us the victory. Hold on, Judson. Finally, amen, one night, Annie didn't show up. She didn't come by. Amen. The time rolled on. About a week later, amen, his dear wife still didn't show up.
Finally, amen, they released him, let him out. He began to go looking and find his wife to see where she was. And finally he went to the little place, amen, where they lived. And in the distance he saw this little girl playing in the dirt. He saw her, all her hair, all mangled, all dirty, filthy. He went up to her and realized it was his little girl. He picked her up in his arms. And he walked into the little hut. And he walked up and he knelt down and he saw this figure laying there in the dark. Amen. So frail. So broken. Amen. Life just about gone. I wish you helped me, Lord. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. He realized it was Annie, his wife. She was dying. She was leaving this world. Amen. He leaned down and then while he was there, amen, tears began to drop from his cheeks and they fell on his dying wife. Amen. All of a sudden, she gained enough strength. Amen. That she looked up and said, Judson, is that you? He said, Annie, it's me. Amen. It's me, Annie. She said, Judson. Amen. She said, hold on. God is going to give us the victory. Amen. The tears begin to flow. Amen. As his wife departed here. And amen. She left this world. Amen. Oh, God. I don't understand that, do you? I really don't have an answer for that, do you? I really don't have it. But I'm here to tell you this. That man went on to be great for God and establish hundreds of churches. There are some things in life that I don't have an answer to. But the fact is this, I gotta hold on. I gotta hold on. I gotta hold on. I gotta make it. What about you tonight? Are you gonna hold on? Are you gonna hold on? Are you gonna hold on? A little longer. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Amen. I don't understand it. Why would God, now listen, take this ostrich? It's known as Africa's running bird. It's what it's known as. It's known as a running bird. This bird, why would God take a bird like this? About 7.5 feet tall. It weighs about 300 pounds and put feathers on it, but it can't fly. Are y'all hearing me? Why would God take a bird? Amen. And put feathers on it. Amen. This ostrich. Amen. Weighing 300 pounds. Oh, I wish you'd help me. Amen. And it can't fly. All that it can do is flap its wings. Amen. That's all it can do. Amen. It can run as fast or faster than a horse. But she cannot fly. Why would God do that? I don't understand it either. Amen. But that's God's business. Amen. I don't have anything to do about it. I may not understand it. And I may not fly as high as some of them. But bless God. I know this tonight. I know without a doubt that God is real. And I'm going to hold to the Lord. And I'm going to trust God through it all. Raise your hands and worship the Lord. Oh God, help me tonight. I don't understand it. I got to finish this. I don't understand it. I told this when the Lord gave this to me some years ago, this scripture. There are some things happening and things taking place. You may say it like this.
Preacher man, I live just as good as somebody else. I live just as good. But why me? Me and my wife don't mind me saying this. We've been married 25 years. We got a little nephew. Actually 17, be 18 in a few months. Has been like ours. Amen. For almost 18 years. But we've never been blessed to have children. God's never let us have any children. We don't have any children. Brother Ricky, I got a couple in my church that I pastor. I want you to hear me now. Y'all listening. I got a couple in my church for years that could not have any children. They couldn't have any. Amen. No children. I think about 8 years ago, I can't remember. Amen. Little Ethan I was born. Amen. He was born into this world. God blessed him with a child. Wait a minute here, Brother Ricky. Wait a minute here. Why? I'm the preacher of that church. I'm the pastor of that church. Hey, I don't understand this. Hey, that's something. Well, I don't get this. Hey, man, you hear me tonight? I may not understand it, but it does not change the fact that He's still God. It doesn't change the fact that He's still not God, that He's still on the throne. Hey, man, can I tell you, you might feel like the ostrich, but run anyway. You still can outrun your enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Can somebody say amen in this house? Amen. You might not be flying as high as some, but I'm telling you tonight. Amen. God gave that ostrich, amen, the wings, but it couldn't fly. But the legs, it could outrun its enemies. Just a touch of volume, please. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm telling you tonight, I didn't come here to try to build the enthusiasm of anybody. I didn't come here for no other reason but to tell somebody, you may not understand it, but God still knows where you're at. Because out of all the birds, out of all the fowls of the air, out of all of them, the eagle and all of them, in the ancient days in the east, if you would go into the palace of the king, amen, and you would see them waving or fanning the king, whose feathers were they using? It was the ostriches. Amen. They tell me those feathers are very expensive. Amen. Can I stop right here and say this? When God made mention of the hawk and the eagle, before He mentioned them, He said something about the ostrich. Can I tell somebody here tonight? God's got you in mind. He knows just where you're at. You feel like you're not reaching the palace, but I'm here to tell somebody, you're reaching further than you think you are. Amen. You're making it better than what you really think you are. And I'm here to tell you tonight, you may not understand what's going on, but I got a God in heaven that knows exactly what's going on. And I'm here to tell somebody, hold on a little longer. Keep on praying anyhow. There is a God that's getting ready to come through, and better days are ahead for you. Hold on a little longer.
I don't have any notes. I don't have any. But you feel like it's hopeless.
Like Paul, it's easy to get up here and tell you, believe God, when everything's going easy in your life. But it takes real faith to get up here and say, believe God, when you're in the storm and you're facing it and you don't understand it, it makes a difference. You may be saying, preacher, the storm is too great. The ship is too small. The load is too heavy. And the distance is too far. Be of good cheer. For I believe God, you're going to make it all the way to the palace of the king. And when we walk in, amen, there's that ostrich feathers. Well, they're fanning the king. Amen, hallelujah. They made it all the way through. Can I tell you, can I stop right here and say this tonight? Can I preach just a few more minutes? Amen. Can I stop and say this? You may not understand where you're at right now. Man, there are some things we faced this year and last year at our church. There's things that I went through I'd have never dreamed in 10 years that I'd have ever faced or ever went through. But I'm here to tell you there's times when I went home to have done this. I hadn't even took my suit or towel off. I just seemed like I'd fall over the bed. There are times I'm just so brokenhearted. But I'm going to tell you something right now, Brother Ben. We've been having a move of God at the Beacon of Hope. The Lord's have been coming through. People have been going through to the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are people that are really getting back on fire again. Some of them I was concerned about. You know what you got to do? You got to be like that little snail by perseverance. You got to keep going on. You might not be running very fast, but keep on going anyway. You're going to make it after a while. Hold on a little longer. You're going to reach the ark of safety. And God is going to let you know He was there for you all the time. Can somebody say amen?
Don't understand. The very thing I feared came on me. Trouble. Trouble. Trouble.
How would you feel to lose all of your wealth? How would you feel standing beside the graves of 7 sons and 3 daughters and say, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed is the name of the Lord. And not only did he lose his wealth and his children, but he lost his health. But amen, and even his friends said, Job, you've sinned. You've done wrong, Job. Amen. But you know what? God was keeping a record. God knew what was going on. God knew it. And when Job, amen, when his 3 friends got done, God said, now it's my turn. Let me speak, Job. And all of a sudden, he made mention of the ostrich. Well, Job, you ain't flying, but you hold on a little longer. Everything's going to be all right. Amen. I'm telling you, God took time. Amen. To mention the ostrich. Well, I'm here to tell Massanova, there is somebody under the sound of my voice. I'm going to tell you right now, you may not understand it, but in a little while, it'll all be over. And you're going to understand it by and by. Can somebody raise their hands and praise the Lord? I just don't understand it. I just can't see no way out. It is impossible. It is hopeless. If I could obey the Lord, that'd be all right. Little Ricky, come here. Stand right there just a minute, son. I appreciate that little boy right there. I'm glad he went through the Holy Ghost. He did, I know, because I was here at night, right? Amen. Do me a favor, son. I've done this at the church a time or two. You know what? I've been preaching a long time. Not as some, but I've been preaching a little while. And I know when the devil's upset. And I know when the devil's mad. And I know when the devil don't want somebody to have something from the Lord. And even though there's questions in their mind, and they can't understand it, and it just seems like it. So I'm going to tell you this. Hey man, that old devil, just what he is, that old enemy, he don't want you to understand what I'm preaching tonight. Amen. He wants to keep you pushed down. He wants you to just keep on saying those words. But tonight I want you to understand this. You may not be flying, but you can still run. And as long as you can't fly and you can run, God's going to give you strength. Are y'all hearing me tonight? God's going to give you strength. He's going to give you the ability to outrun your enemy. I've seen it done many times, so do me a favor, son. Go back and open that door, that other door, and tell the enemy he ain't welcome in this house tonight. I want you to do exactly what I said. Hey, but I've done that a time or two. You say, preacher, do you believe the devil come to the house of God? I believe he'd sit right beside you if you'd let him. And he would discourage you if you'd let him. But we don't want him in this house tonight. Open that other one, tell him to get out of here. We don't want him in this house tonight. We want God to bring somebody through. We want somebody to have victory tonight. We want somebody to be victorious. We want somebody triumphant. We want somebody to know you can make it. You can go on. You don't have to quit, even though you don't understand why. I'm not one of those preachers, amen, that just try to work it up. I'm going to obey the Lord. But I've done this at my church. Amen. Somebody have already should have jumped up and said, I'm not flying as high as I ought to, but I'm still going on. Is there somebody like to say that right now? You can interrupt me and stop me right now. Will there be somebody say, preacher, I may not understand it, but I'm going on. We're going through things right now, me and my wife. We don't understand it, but we're going on. I'm not flying like the eagle, but I'm running faster than the horse. I'm running faster than the enemy. I'm going on anyway. I'm going to make it anyway. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen? Will there be somebody that would rise to their feet and say, I'm going on?
I'm going on.
Sister Melissa, can you say it just a little louder?
Going on.
Woo! I'm going on. I may not understand the test. I may not understand the trial. I may not understand why everything is turning upside down, inside out, every way. But I'm telling you what, I'm going on. I'm going on. I'm going on. Are you going to do it tonight? You know, there were several times in the Bible when a trumpet was blown. There were several times, and one of them was when war was declared. I'm declaring war tonight here at Massanova. I'm declaring war right now. Right here, right now. Right at this moment. Right now. Why would somebody help me? I'm declaring war. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Those thoughts run in your mind. You don't understand. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Woo!
Amen. Was it Corrie Ten Boom that said, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God? Amen. Can I ask somebody else tonight, are you trusting God with your unknown future that you're going to make it and you're going to hold on in turbulent times? Will y'all do me a favor? Can I do it? I got to quit, Brother Ricky. Can y'all just give me a beat of something here? We'll declare war tonight. Is that all right? Is that be all right tonight? Who's going to help me declare war? We don't have a trumpet. We'll just use the drums, the piano, and whatever else we got. Hey, man, I wish I had a tambourine. Anybody got a tambourine? Y'all got to tell you, hey, you go, Brother Ricky. Hey, man. Amen. When Miriam then crossed over, she grabbed the tambourine. Amen. She grabbed a hold of it and began to sing. But I'm here to tell you tonight, you may not understand it, but God knows all about it tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you say, Brother May, you act like the charismatics now. No, I'm not. They took it from us. They took it from us. And tonight, can y'all just stop a moment? Now, I said tonight we declare war. You don't understand it in your mind.
Come on.
And neither do I. But I'm here to tell you tonight, we got to make it. I'm not trying to kill anything right here, but I feel the Lord.
Holy Ghost, help me here. Holy Ghost, help me here. Holy Ghost, help me here.
I've got to do what I feel like saying. The devil's got somebody so pressed down that it feels like I just can't get up, preacher. I'm saying them, but I'm still weak. I come with a message to tell you. You see, when God tried Job, it wasn't for God to prove that Job loved him. It was to let the devil know that Job loves me and he's going to serve me. And that's why God's letting you see what you're going through. You may feel like that ostrich. You're just flapping your wings and going nowhere. But out over the horizon, I see this ostrich running as fast as it can. And God's got it all under control. I come with my heart felt broken tonight. I don't know if I could do it, preacher. Take one step at a time. God's going to help you. God's going to help you if you trust Him. While I get ready to sing, I'm going to make this altar call now. Oh, Brother Ricky, I really do wish I could have preached different. I really do wish I could have preached different. And I wish I could have preached better. But God's got somebody in mind in this building tonight. And I'm trying to reach you. And I'm trying to tell you. There are times when I've got up and I mounted the pulpit and preached when I didn't feel like preaching. But I did it anyhow. Because I knew after a while, the Holy Ghost was going to come through again. And the Holy Ghost was going to touch me again. And He did it. We got some already in these altars. Stand to their feet. While they get a song ready. Oh, I'm not only saying this, but God knows my heart.
I feel like I failed in this preaching tonight. I feel that I failed the Lord. I hope I reach. But tonight, don't you listen to the devil. There are better days, as Corey Ten Boom said, to be. Will there be somebody that would even join Brother Ben and this sister? They would say, Brother May, I've questioned the Lord. I had a man one time ask me, Brother Ricky, he said, is it wrong to ask God why? I said, well, sir, if it is, I've done it. And I said, even Jesus said it when he was hanging on the cross. My God, why? We've all asked the question, why? Will there be somebody, as they get a song ready, will there be somebody under the sound of my voice that would step out of their pew with their hand raised? I'm asking you to do this in faith. You may not feel like it tonight, but I'm asking you in faith. Will you step out of your pew with your hand raised? Coming to this front saying, Lord, I may not understand it. Why would you make a bird that can't fly? It's got wings. I may not understand it. And I may not understand my situation and my circumstances. But I'm going on the same. Who would get out of their seat with their hand raised right now? As they're playing, there ought to have been somebody out of their pew already right now. Will there be somebody? Oh God, have I failed in this? Play. Get ready to sing. Is there somebody going to get out of their pew? Is there somebody going to get out? Maybe tomorrow night I'll do better. Maybe tomorrow night the Lord will help me a little bit more better. But tonight I'm trying to reach somebody. Amen. To let you know tonight that God does care. Amen. There's one. Will there be somebody else that would come to this front with a hand raised? Amen. Call Massanova. Amen. We got to defeat the enemy. If we don't, he'll defeat us. We got to bring down his stronghold. We got to do it tonight. We got to do it right here in the house of God here tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Who's going to join us tonight in this place? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Go, Massanova. Will you help me tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I wish I could have preached better to you tonight. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I wish I could have reached you better.
Well, I can see the dawning of a brand new day when all my troubles gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Well, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Yes, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Well, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Like children, we have wandered in this wilderness too long. We've been tried and tested and many things gone wrong. But I'm not discouraged, Lord, I'm not dismayed, 'cause I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Oh, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray.
I can see the dawning
of a brand new day.
Of a brand new day.
Yes, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Well, I can see the dawning. dawning of a brand new day. Lord, children, we have wandered in this wilderness too long. We've been tried and tested, and many things have gone wrong. But I'm not discouraged.
I'm not discouraged.
I'm not dismayed, for I can see the dawning of a brand new day.
I can see it tonight.
Yes, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Oh, I can see the dawn of a brand new day.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh yes, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles are gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Oh, I can see the dawning of a brand new day.
Oh, hallelujah.
Like children, we have wandered in this wilderness too long. We've been tried and tested, and many things have gone wrong. But I'm not discouraged. I'm not dismayed, for I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Oh, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles are gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Oh, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Yes, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Oh, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Yes, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles are gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Oh, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Oh, like children, we have wandered in this old wilderness too long. We've been tried and tested, and many things gone wrong. Oh, but I'm not discouraged. I'm not dismayed, for I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Yes, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles are gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Yes, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. Oh, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. When all my troubles are gonna pass away. Hold on a little longer, child. Don't forget to pray. Yes, I can see the dawning of a brand new day. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and tries to turn me around. Well, he's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and world of fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, no, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, no, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. And I've had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief and woe. Oh, but when I would stumble, then I would humble down. when I'd say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and tries to turn me around. Well, it's all for everything that's got a name. Wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, no, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me, tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. There's nothing in this world could ever take the place of God's love. Oh, the silver and gold can never buy its love from above. And when I need healing, I begin to feel its power. I can say, praise the Lord, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, no, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Oh, no, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want and worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. No, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. It's there, I can say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempts me and tries to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name. All the wealth I want, worldly fame. If I could still, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Just all raise our hands, thank the Lord for His presence we felt here tonight. Lord, we worship You, praise You, glorify Your name, lift You up tonight. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised.